Nepal's Maoist former rebels are ending their general strike after 6 days because of the hardship it was causing in the Himalayan country. Thousands of protesters gathered in the capital, Kathmandu, today to demand an end to that strike. It was imposed by the former communist guerrillas seeking the government's resignation. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has this report.
Clashes broke out on Friday after some 20,000 protesters took to the streets to demand a halt to the six-day strike that has shut down transportation, businesses and schools in Kathmandu and other cities. It was the largest protest against the Maoist-imposed strike since it began on Sunday. Residents began lashing out on Thursday, assaulting strike supporters and setting a car on fire in scattered clashes in the capital and surrounding towns. On Friday morning, demonstrators staged a rally in the center of Kathmandu. Thousands of police and riot gear stood on guard, but were unable to prevent violence between the protesters and the Maoists.
There have been skirmishes, tear gas have been lobbed, stones have been flying. There have been many injuries. Many policemen are being injured. Many people are being injured.
Chirandra Satayal is the bureau chief for the Union of Catholic Asian News in Kathmandu. He says that the week of strikes is badly affecting the daily lives of the people.
All the private schools, including Catholic schools, have been closed for 2 weeks already. And people cannot go to the banks and collect money. The ATM machines are not working. So they are borrowing money. They are borrowing food now.
The Maoists want the prime minister to resign and accept Maoists at the head of a unity government. The government says it will not bow to the demands. The unrest has raised fears of renewed bloodshed in Nepal, where Maoists ended their decade-old insurgency and joined a peace process in 2006. The communists won elections in 2008 and briefly led a coalition government. However, a dispute over the army chief's firing split the coalition, leading to the formation of the current administration that the Maoists are trying to topple. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.